Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, a program dedicated to bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you won't hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he is commanded in Ephesians 5:11. Now here's your host, Good Fight Ministries' own Chad Davidson.
Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And with me, as always, is the president and founder of Good Fight Ministries and pastor of Blessed Hope Chapel in Simi Valley, California, Pastor Joe Schimmel. How are we doing today?
Gratefully blessed and excited about this important topic we're going to deal with.
Hey, man, I heard you going early even on the audio before we started.
Jumped at the bit, man.
But also with us, as always, is this show's producer, Tony Palacio. How you doing today, bro?
Living in the joy of the Lord.
Amen to that. I praise God for the joy of our salvation in Christ. And we are so excited to have you guys with us today talking about a very, very important topic. And I don't want to go give any, in all honesty, we want to talk about, you know, and do some sort of, hey, here's some things that we got going on. But the fact is that we need to talk specifically to this as quickly as possible and get to points that are really, really important, because what we're going to be kind of opening the envelope for
chilling stuff
is very clearly something so important that we are going to be doing a film version of this. We're going to be doing an entire series on this, and we're excited also to announce, before we get into it, we have started our own Patreon page. So we just opened that up. We sent out an email for it last week. So we did start that. You can go check that out, become a patron, so you can be involved in some of the projects that we're working on. We've added a new editor. So Patreon, somebody asked us on our YouTube channel if we would start, or if we have one, we'd love to support. And yes, you can support, and you just go to patreon.com/goodfight. So check that out. But let's get right into it, because this is really important. This topic, I believe, and something that Joe obviously believes, it's something we've talked about ad nauseum, something you've talked about a number of messages, just mentioning some of the stuff that's going on, some of the dangers. And I thought quite interesting that this comes on the backdrop. A lot of the information that you were sharing with me, stuff that you've seen in the field for quite a long time going on, came on the backdrop of us doing our series covering Bethel. And we dug deep in that. It was really a five-part series after you got onto it. And we're going to be bringing up on that fifth part one of the videos that we actually played concerning some of the stuff that was going on at Bethel. But before we can even get to that, I don't want to bury the lead too much, because there are a lot of names and a lot of players when it comes to what's going on. We recognize the end times events that are taking place, and we recognize some of the players that, in all honesty, I was not expecting to be involved in this whole scenario, in this whole scheme, when it comes to the new apostolic reformation, when it comes to the Seven Mountain Mandate, when it comes to all of these things taking place. And you expect it from the Bethels, right? You expect it from these guys who push these narratives. But in the more conservative, I guess you would call it, in the more biblically based churches, even churches that, you know, we would be...
They're churches that are known for testing things more.
Yeah.
Not so much right now.
Amen. And it's very, very interesting. And we're going to play a clip here in a second, but I want to read. This all kind of started... you know, we were talking about this for the last few months, and as we said, you're only going to get a little bit here today, and this will hopefully
be a fast half hour, guys.
It's gonna go quick, because we got some clips to play. So I think I've already gone too long in the intro as it stands right now. But I really want to get to the fact that this last Sunday, it kind of was, hey, we'll get to that. And then this last Sunday, there was a new event that took place, what is being called, or what was called, Freedom Sunday. And I want to read just from the article from Citizens Journal, and then we're going to play a clip, because you'll see from the title, we were talking about Jack Hibbs. This event was thrown at Jack Hibbs Church.
Who's Jack Hibbs, bro?
Jack Hibbs is the pastor of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills.
Huge church, mega church.
A very mega church. Somebody who now, for the last few months, and we've seen, you know, with everything with COVID, has been on the phone, according to him, with William Barr, you know, talking to the president at the White House.
Fox News,
OAN, all these different news sources. And he's done a ton of conferences. We're going to play an event he did with Jan Markell as well. But I want to read right from the event, from the page, Citizens Journal, talking about the event that took place. Freedom Sunday will feature many pastors who have challenged the overreach of government authorities. The 90-minute event will feature a variety of speakers, including Pastor Gary Least, Pastor Shay On, Pastor Rob McCoy, Pastor Christian Iannuscu, Pastor Brian Hermsmeyer, Pastor Amando Huzar, Dr. John MacArthur, Dr. Albert Moeller, Eric Metaxas, FRC Executive Vice President General Jerry Boykin, the Family Research Council, who threw it together with alongside
Rick Joyner's big good buddy.
That's right, and we're going to get into that. Mike Johnson, Senior Fellow Ken Blackwell, Larry Taunton, Dr. Carol Swain, Virginia Prodden, FRC Senior Fellow and Executive Director of Human Coalition Action, Dean Nelson, and Dr. Wayne Grudem. Also, it was thrown alongside Tony Perkins, who is the president of the Family Research Council. So with all that, we're talking about NAR people, and if any of you guys have a little bit of an understanding of some of those names, you might be surprised to hear that they got together and did an event together, right?
Yeah.
You
might just briefly, really quickly, on the New Apostolic Reformation, so people realize how serious this is. We're talking about a counterfeit kingdom. We're talking about, in the New Apostolic Reformation, the scripture, they have apostles that they say are on the level of the 12 apostles because they want people to believe they have authority over them like the apostles did. In fact, Rick Joyner, he wrote a whole book, exclaiming a lot of these things and said that Paul was ashamed because he didn't really finish his job. He says, Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. And I meant it after I was saved because I didn't do it. And what you guys are doing is way beyond what I'm going to do, what I did and stuff. And what they're doing is, guess what? They're ignoring what the book of Revelation says about the future and the coming Antichrist and that kingdom. And they're claiming that they're going to establish God's kingdom on earth. And it's going to be the counterfeit kingdom and part of the Antichrist kingdom. And there's a lot more to say about that. And we'll get into it. But this is scary because now you have guys like Hibbs. You have, unfortunately, he mentions other names too that just are blow mind that they're on that list that went to Hibbs Church or contributed something.
Yeah, they sent a video
to Hibbs
and
Church
many of
and so forth, MacArthur and others. Very, very scary, very, very heartbreaking because this is the counterfeit kingdom that is going to just deceive many, many people when all goes down.
Yeah, amen. And, it's interesting because you brought up the New Apostolic Reformation, and that's really what we would like to talk about concerning this and how this is all interconnected. And interestingly enough, we're talking about an event thrown alongside the Family Research Council at Jack Kibbs Church, side by side, literally starting the event, letting everyone know this is a religious service. If you try to come against this, you're coming against the First Amendment. You're coming against this, blah, 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 blah. He's going off, right, at the beginning of it to tell everyone that they're having church service with all these people together. And he's actually brought up the NAR. And in fact, at his own church, alongside Jan Markell, they brought up the NAR as a question.
And condemned it as an evil movement, which it is.
Let's hear it.
The church I have gone to for several years is changing directions. They're
NAR.
Headed toward
NAR.
Okay, this is a
thanks.
Ideas.
I need to.
And workshops is being held. Mystical realm workshops? Wow, really? What should I say to people that really love this church and don't seem to see where they are heading, Jan?
Thanks.
No. I told you in the introduction, this is where she has her pulse finger.
NAR, this in parentheses, New Apostolic Reformation. We actually talked about this last year right here, and I referenced my deep concern for the rise of this, which is the headquarters. I'm going to show a clip of it on Saturday. Everything on Saturday will be posted on YouTube eventually. I'm going to show a clip of the chaos of Bethel Church, Redding, California. Complete chaos. Is chaos of God?
Did you guys hear the name Bethel Church in Redding? Yes.
And this New Apostolic Reformation, then they have a whole belief system, Seven Mountain Mandate. They believe they're going to bring heaven to earth.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because we have this clip here. This is obviously well before. This is in January of 2020. Mm-hmm. This is well before Freedom Sunday, where he has some of those players involved, right? But we're talking about the New Apostolic Reformation. You've already mentioned it. She's mentioning it there. They're mentioning the Seven Mountain Mandate, and we can't even get into what we really want to get into when it comes to that.
Yeah. We can't. In fact, Chad, I got a text from you. I don't know, what was it, an hour and a half ago or so?
Yeah.
Hour ago? And it was like, hey, you know, we've got some shows to do today. And, you know, we usually talk about it and text back and forth. And Tony's in on those as well. And Chad threw this out there. Hey, I don't know if you want to deal with this, you know, da, da, da. Because he knows I've been working on a script for a whole series on it. We've been chomping the bit because it's gnarly stuff, man. It is like jaw-dropping. Like, whoa, look at what is going on. All these pieces are coming together prophetically of this counterfeit kingdom. And it's insidious. Like the Bible talks about, you know, Hymenaeus and Philetus and how their doctrine was spread like gangrene or like cancer, some translation, like a disease. And this thing is spreading. Chad, you mentioned how it's getting to the more conservative churches and so forth. You're talking about Jack Hibbs, one of the leading Calvary Chapel pastors. You're talking about Calvary Chapel, who disenfranchised John Wimber, who started the Vineyard movement because of their excesses, long before those excesses became what is known as the Laughing Revival and, you know, the Toronto Blessing and, you know, laughing like hyenas and doing all kinds, rolling around and just manifesting demons in many cases. And now it's gotten way worse, but Hibbs is embracing Che'on and having him talk about, you know, won't bury some of that stuff that's coming up, but mind-boggling. And guess what? We'll talk. I'm going to wait a little bit because I know we're going to get some of these things, some of the names and so forth. But it's crazy when you look at what's going on here. We've been warning when she talks about the Seven Mountain Mandate. Brothers and sisters, what's our commission? To go in all the world and preach the gospel to all nations. Amen. Making disciples of all the nations, preaching repentance for the forgiveness of sins. We preach the gospel. Somebody doesn't listen to us. They don't want anything to do with the message. Jesus says, wipe your feet and go to the next place. Don't resist evil, he says. He says, if my kingdom was of this world, then my servants would fight. Christ is going to come and bring the kingdom in. The kingdoms of this world become the kingdom of Christ, Revelation 11, when he comes back. That's at the seventh trumpet there, the last trumpet, Revelation 11, 15 through 19. We're looking forward to his return. My kingdom, Jesus said, is not of this world. Otherwise, my servants would fight. The kingdom dominion mandate is that we are supposed to take the kingdom for Christ physically and spiritually and basically set up his kingdom. And many of these teachers that teach, the main guys that are behind the Seven Mountain Mandate, is we're going to present after we take over these seven mountains, we're going to present them to Christ after the church takes over the earth. That's not what you read in 2 Thessalonians 2. It's not what you read in the book of Daniel, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, the book of Revelation. So I'll say this, the Seven Mountain Mandate, and I'm going from memory here, it wasn't super prepared for the show, but it's all in my heart and my mind because this is something that we really deal with because we see this as a great part of the apostasy. But it's these seven mountains. I have a little acronym. That's how I remind them. BARF Meg, you know? BARF Meg. First, business, okay? We're going to take over business. Really? You're running business at the end of days? I think there's a 666 system end of days. We can't buy or sell without a mark. If you're running it, you are in trouble, okay? Arts and entertainment. Oh, really? The arts, entertainment, Hollywood's going to say, yes, you Christians, just rule us. Yeah, you're going to have to compromise radically, be part of that, you know, and be ruling with them. And, you know, religion. Really? Yeah, well, guess what? One of their leading teachers teaches that the Muslims are going to join Christians in the end times, and they're going to persecute, guess who? Us Christians that critique the False Signs and Wonders movement. Woo, it's getting crazy. Family. You know, that we're going to take over, you know, dominate the family. Meg, the M would be BARF Meg. M is media, you know. They're going to run the media. Oh, really? And education. Really? And guess, M-E and then G is government. They're going to rule the governments of the world. Really? It says the Antichrist will be ruling. Mm-hmm. 10 nations will give their power to the beast and that they will overcome the saints, Revelation 13, 5 through 7. And it's Christ who comes back on his white horse, the armies of heaven, and he takes dominion over the earth. He's the one that established dominion. And it's a lot crazier. And I want to say so many things I can't say that I'm waiting until we do this series. But everybody here, man, you need to spread the news to get ready for this series.
Yeah, no, amen. And it's interesting because in that clip we just played with him sitting there talking to Jan Markell, Jack Hibbs mentions specifically the Vineyard movement coming out of Calvary Chapel and him singing songs, thinking these are great, but not realizing they were from Vineyard. Little did he know at that time, not only were you going to, I mean, think about the people, the players involved from the Vineyard movement, as you said, the Laughing Revival, some of these players involved there.
We have a three-part expose on Laughing Revival, amen. Divine or demonic, old wine or new lie.
You know, it's on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, you can go check on YouTube. You'll be blown away. You know what, guys? When I was making They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, and I'm showing all these rock stars talking about how hell is going to be a great place just deceiving the kids, I give scripture and what Jesus said about hell. And then I kind of show like, you know, lava scenes, just outer darkness, fire. Hey, this is not a good scene. And I was trying to find excruciating torment sounds to let the kids know this is what it's really going to be like, you know. And guess what? The best stuff I could find was from the Laugh Revival. Yeah. I play soundtracks of people just shrieking and these demonic sounds. And this is supposed to be a revival of God. In fact, when that movement just got going, right? They were taking them outside, trying to cast demons out of them. Then they said, oh, this must be revival from God. And that's, brothers and sisters, these new apostles, the new apostolic reformation, these new apostles are claiming to get revelations, and they're putting these revelations above scripture, and they're rewriting the end. And that's what Satan is doing, because he wants to keep us away from what the Lord says about the end, so he can funnel us into this new world order under Antichrist, claiming it to be of God. Keep in mind, the whole end time deception is a false counterfeit kingdom, like Hitler had the 1,000-year Reich, a false millennial period.
Yeah.
The Bible says the Antichrist will claim to be God. He'll sit in the temple, show himself as God. The false prophet will look like a lamb. He'll look like he represents the lamb, Revelation. The Bible says in Revelation, but he will speak like a dragon. He'll speak Satan's words, and it's going to be just, and they're going to put you to death, Jesus said, thinking they're doing God's service. It's all going to be backwards, and brother will betray brother, and that gets into the Civil War thing that they're prophesying about, which we'll get into later, but it is crazy, and it's heartbreaking. Breaks my heart to see the Calvary Chapel leaders, some of them, get caught up in this now.
Yeah,
because
amen.
It's a lust for power. Man, you get political, man, you start compromising left and right, you start associating with evil people, and then you start compromising what the truth says, you let your guard down. You might even say, no, I still believe this. Well, you're giving a platform to those who are teaching the new apostolic reformation.
Yeah, and before we even get to it, and I'm going to make sure we do at some point, I want to talk about how we've had our own friends that we love share things from absolute arch heretics, and we'll talk about that in a second. But also wanted to talk about, he was alongside Tony Perkins, who had someone come up to start this Freedom Sunday event outside of him and Jack, and that was General Jerry Boykin. And now, for you guys who don't know General Jerry Boykin, he was actually a part of trying to capture Osama bin Laden. He was a legitimate general, and now he is very much a part of not only the Family Research Council, but also Dominionism as a whole, and he leads them in a prayer at the beginning of this
church
event. At Jack Hibbs Church.
And the Pledge of Allegiance, right?
And then the Pledge of Allegiance, exactly. I just...
That's so weird, man. Do the Pledge of Allegiance at church, man. You got an extra few minutes, use it to glorify Jesus.
And think about that, too. You got to remember, the very beginning, the backdrop of this is Freedom Sunday is, this is a religious service, guys. This is a religious service, and we'll have you arrested if you try to stop it. Like, that's literally what Jack Hibbs starts the entire thing. And he's like, this is a religious service. Let's have some religion known as, you know, patriotism also alongside. And it's heartbreaking to me. Jack Hibbs, was somebody that I used to teach a wrestling class out, you know, about an hour away from my house almost. There and back, and I used to listen to him there and back, and I'd hear him teaching. I was like, oh, this is pretty good. Now, he taught something really false out of James 5, 19 and 20, and I stopped listening to him after that, but I was like, wow, that's really sad that you've come to this place where you have these guys speaking. And like I said, we've been talking about this, and Jerry Boykin is involved with the Knights of Malta,
yep.
And he's pictured...
The Roman Catholic Order, by the way.
Roman Catholic Order, and who is he pictured speaking? And I'm showing the picture right now to Joe. Here is Jerry Boykin, right next to, who else is involved there?
Well, yeah, that's
there?
His fellow Knights of Malta brother, who's also the Knights of Malta, which is Rick Joyner, one of the lead apostles of the New Apostolic Reformation.
Do you guys see the intertwining?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is crazy. I have to write a script out, and you would think it was phony with all of this.
Yeah,
you can't
make this stuff up. That's how crazy it is.
You cannot make this stuff up. And then you go, and what did we report on just a couple months ago? And if it's so interesting, if you look at the message I sent to Tony, said, hey, here they are. I thought he wasn't getting them. I thought that Tony was not getting my message. I thought it was sending the same post over and over when I was trying to send.
The Sean Fuchs thing?
The Sean Fuchs.
Yeah.
Because Sean Fuchs in July, alongside of Jack Hibbs, shared the exact same post about what...
And he's a Bethel guy, and he's, you know, go on.
Oh, no, that's exactly what we're going to get into.
Right.
Because not only is Sean Fuchs sharing about all this stuff going on at Huntington Beach, that they were doing this radical worship, and this is a revival, and this many souls are going to come to Christ. God gave me this number, and I know what's going to happen. Jack Hibbs shares the same event. And that's the first time where I said, whoa. Then I look, literally the same exact images. It's the same post pretty much shared. Oh, yeah. And then you think about there's so much interconnectivity, and this
well,
gets
also,
really
just
deep.
Since
yeah,
you mentioned
please.
The connection, a little bit of the associations, the connections, he also encouraged people to get on the list of Paula White's prayer list, you know,
that's
for praying and stuff. And Paula White, just Google Paula White and the word heresy. I mean, she teaches a lot of prosperity heresies and so forth.
Too.
Oh, yeah, her and her husband on stage, her husband saying, yeah, Christians should look at pornography to help their sex lives and so forth. And it's just full-blown evil associations, bad company corrupts good morals and good theology as well.
Yeah, amen. And you think about this whole scenario of these guys teaming up together. You have people pushing Sean Fuchs stuff. By the way, somebody who's been interviewed here locally at the church, someone who's done interviews quite a bit with Jack Kibbs and has been pushing, is Charlie Kirk. And plenty mm-hmm. of you guys know Charlie Kirk from his friendship with Rob Smith, right? With him having homosexuals on stage, open homosexuals.
Speaking together, yeah.
Who literally not only have
defending homosexuality in the church, by the way.
Defending homosexuality in the church.
Kirk's right there applauding him, by the way.
Applauding, yep, slapping his knee right to it. Sitting there with Charlie Kirk, also Charlie Kirk, alongside Rob Smith, who made entire videos as an advertisement, made money off of gay dating websites, Rob Smith. Rob Smith, who did an entire video coming against, I believe it was Jesse Lee Peterson.
Yeah,
and
he's
Franklin
doing like
Graham.
These little kissy things with a guy on a, I've seen that little.
Yeah, the little clip. Yeah, I sent that to you, yeah.
It's gross.
And it's disgusting. And he's literally sitting next to a sign, a backdrop that says, culture war. Like, we're going to win the culture war with teaming up with homosexuals. And this same Charlie Kirk, guess what? Who did Charlie Kirk endorse as a state representative in California? None other than Sean Fuchs.
Yeah.
Sean Fuchs, who 5 days ago from recording right now said this, quote, "You are God's disturber to the church." Lou Engel prophesied this over me tonight as Rick Joyner called a group of fathers and mothers up to pray and commission us for D.C. He talks about a lot of these disturbances yeah. and everything that's going on. Guys, I'm telling you right now, people I love who I assumed had pure doctrine in terms of actually caring about what the word says have been sharing these guys' videos all over the place. He's giving out faux persecution, saying, hey, they're not letting us do this, they're not letting us do that, when most of it is phony and fake. And yeah. this, and people are sharing it and be like, we're being persecuted, they're coming after the church, when they're literally saying, don't worship in this area with a bunch of people. I mean, and this guy's a false teacher, and you're sharing his stuff thinking, let's unite with liberty. I'm not uniting with Satan.
For yeah, the by the way, not just Rob Smith there. I mean, the C-SPAN speech, you can... Anybody right here could just go to YouTube and Charlie Kirk C-SPAN speech, and two-thirds of the way through, I think it is, he talks about, man, the seven mountain mandate, you know, the seven mountain mandate that we've got to, you know, basically it's taking dominion over these seven sectors of the world. That's the seven mountain mandate, taking dominion over the earth. And they twist Genesis chapter 1, around 26, 27 or so, where the Lord talks about, you know, Adam and Eve, you know, he gave them dominion over the earth and so forth. He's not talking about dominion over other people. He's not about ruling other people. Jesus said we're supposed to be servants. Jesus says you're not to lord over others, you know, and so forth. And my kingdom is not of this world. They twist that and they try to blend that with the Great Commission that ends up replacing the Great Commission in many ways. Their whole focus becomes political rather than winning souls. And it gets really heartbreaking. But in his CPAC speech, Conservative Action, you know, Committee, or the PAC, you know, Political Action Committee, he was just championing the seven mountain mandate. And you take a text out of context, context is everything. You take the word text out of the word context, all that you're left with is con. And it's a con to say that our mandate is, as Christians, is to take over the world for Christ. It's not going to happen. Jesus said narrow is the gate, straight is the way it leads to life, and few are those who find it. But broad is the way it leads to destruction, and many of those go that way.
No, and what's really interesting as you were seeing these connections over and over again, and you know, we've talked about the books, as we talked about in the Bethel series, Lance Wallnau alongside Bill Johnson with Invading Babylon, and yeah. what that all has to do. And I can't get too deep into that. Tony's
leads, bro. I've been working a lot on that.
No, amen.
A lot of people might not realize
But I wanted to make one last connection, because we are talking about Freedom Sunday, and that's what kind of started this whole thing, because what was done this last Sunday with quote-unquote Freedom Sunday. But there was a teacher, and I've already mentioned him by name, And as I said, we exposed him as a false teacher. And I want you to hear what he calls Jack Hibbs. This is pastor who, by the way, Tony Perkins called a great watchman. By the way,
Bill Johnson, Bethel's good friend, Che'on.
Che'on, here's what he has
New
to say.
New Apostolic Reformation guy.
Hi, I'm Che'on, senior pastor of Harvest Rock Church and president and founder of Harvest International Ministry. First of all, I want to thank Tony Perkins for inviting me to be part of this special service of Freedom Sunday. I also want to thank Pastor Jack Hibbs. I love you. You're my hero. Thank you so much for the incredible work you're doing in our city of Los Angeles.
So you have Che'on and, you know, sending this video to his incredible hero, Jack Hibbs, who they're also pictured together as well. Not, this isn't the only time they've ever met. This is also Che'on, who, guess what? We showed in the video, he was doing the witchcraft right there on Bethel's
Gandalf
stage.
Gandalf, man, with the, mm-hmm. with the staff, you know.
He was involved in the anointing.
That actually races him through witchcraft right on stage.
He's involved in the anointing of Todd Bentley. Right alongside who? Mr. Civil War himself, Rick Joyner.
Oh, yeah, Rick Joyner. Yeah, and Rick Joyner, by the way, guys, this gets really, really crazy because Rick Joyner and many of these guys are rewriting the book of Revelation with their prophecies. Wagner, he was basically the father of this movement out of Fuller Seminary.
See Peter Wagner,
See Peter Wagner. Wagner, he basically, he's a preterist. He says, well, the book of Revelation, you know, it's already fulfilled, you know. So guess what? He says he's into what, you know, this phenomena of prophecy today, and this is where God, the Spirit speaking to the church today about what's going to happen. So it's a shell game, and what happens is they put in their you know, their worldly hope about let's take over the church, the world for Christ, and it's not going to be for Christ. It's for you guys, man. That's not the leading of the Holy Spirit. And basically, I just saw, and we'll show this, man. You mentioned a Jim Baker show, you know, with a couple other players. I don't even want to say their names right now, but he's on that show with, and they're talking about how they went to Joyner's place, and they were praying about what his Civil War vision that God gave him was all about, and how it factors into what God's saying about what's going to happen in the future. It's like, why don't you guys get on your knees, man, pray and read the book Revelation, man? Why don't you read the scripture? But guess what? It's because they just jettison God's word, and what they do instead is they say, yeah, there's a civil war going on, and guess what? They're, you know, some have it as the blues and the grays. And the blues are, you know, those who are open to new revelation. And the grays are those who rely on, like, brain matter and critique them and are warning about false signs and wonders and so forth. And guess what? The blues are going to beat the grays in the end. And guess what? Rick Joyner has his dream. And those who are on the wrong side in these end times are Christians that speak against these signs and wonders, which Jesus warned about it, man. There'll be false Christs and false prophets showing great signs and wonders, deceiving if possible, even the elect. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul said that the Antichrist will be coming with all power and signs and lying wonders or counterfeit wonders. So what you have with C. Peter Wagner is he's literally saying that there's a bunch of demons he sees in his vision right in the backs of those who disagree with what they're doing, and that those guys will be slaughtered in this coming civil war. And you read the book of Revelation, and guess what? There's a false counterfeit kingdom, and guess who's slaughtered? The true believers who are adhering to the testimony of Jesus, which is the book of Revelation and is the word of God. This is all being set up before our eyes, guys. I've been exposing the Kingdom Dominion movement for over 30 years now. No kidding. I mean, one of the first series I did was a 2 or 3-part series. I think it was a 3-part series when Blessed Hope started, you know? And I thought, but there's no connections yet in government. There's no connections with all these Reconstructionist Calvinists and these Kingdom Dominionist Charismaniacs. They're not connected yet. Whoa, then you just watch it get connected through the years. But it's like, well, they're still missing the layers of politicians and so forth. Well, you look at President Trump's, you know, prayer team and so forth and who's associated with it. It's like, ooh, this is getting scary.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, I think that's one of the things as we were wrapping this up, and I hope what this is doing for you is for you guys to see, one, the danger. If this is the only episode or only thing you ever hear from us concerning this issue, I hope that right now you're saying these guys need to be prayed for because they are deceived and deceiving others. And we have to be mindful of that, and we also need to recognize, hey, guys, don't fall into this deception. Amen. In the name of patriotism, in the name of rebellion. Make sure you're making sure it's the word of God that is your standard.
Political power. Amen. Refute it in the name of Jesus and preach Jesus in his kingdom.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Good Fight Radio Show, brought to you by Good Fight Ministries. If you're blessed by this show and would like to partner with us, please consider visiting our Patreon page at patreon.com/goodfight. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062. or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We hope you'll tune in next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.